sort of know-it-all, exactly.
So
that, thank you, that's it. So he, am I.
I
really know it all.
He's a know-it-all, but what he knows is wrong. Isn't that what you
well,
think?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
And so right. It's so annoying. In other words, if they're stupid and know that they're stupid, it helps, doesn't it? But when they're stupid and they think they're smart, that's what's so annoying.
Right.
And if they were really smart, they'd know what you know on every subject in the world. But it's so annoying. So we've had a little fun with that,
yeah.
And you feel better even about that. So then you say, inner being, what do you know about this person? Now, first of all, the first thing that you're going to notice when you ask that question of your inner being, so you're right in there where he's nitpicking and talking about something, and you might even feel his disapproval of you a little bit mixed into that, and he might be putting those little innuendos in where he's not coming right out and saying what he thinks.
Right.
He's just sort of hinting all over the place. But you're so intuitive, you know exactly what he means.
Yeah.
It's so annoying that he doesn't just come right out and say it, and he's not authentic. There's a bunch of hypocrisy going on in there too. And so you're right in there close where you've dissected all of that. And if he would just evaporate, your world would be so good. But clearly he's not going to do that. And so you're right in there close. And you say, inner being, what do you think about him? And the first thing that you're going to feel is your inner being is going to go
right.
Long range view.
Yeah.
Back. In other words, back to a really, really general view.
Yeah.
Back far enough that no flaws are visible.
Right.
You see, where you get in there close enough, if you've ever known someone that from a distance they looked pretty good to you, and the closer you got to them... We're not just talking about the wart on their nose. We're talking about the warts on their personality. We're talking about the things about them that remind you of all of the things that you've never liked about anybody. When you zoom in there close, you're just asking for it, you see. So when you say to your inner being, how do you feel about this person? Your inner being immediately is going to find an adjustment of love, because your inner being wants to love whatever you ask it to look at, you see. And in fact, already has been. Do you know that the reason that you feel so bad about this person is because your inner being has an opinion about that person too,
right,
that's different from your opinion?
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
that? It's not like you're just asking your inner being now to come and offer an opinion. That opinion's been present the whole time. That's why your opinion feels so off, you see.
And I usually, and I do really love him, and so it's only those times when I feel annoyed that I feel disconnected from my source's view.
So all he is doing is represent, he is a vibrational indicator of your disallowance of your broader perspective.
Right.
Only he doesn't feel like he's just an indicator, he feels like he's the cause.
But I know too much to go there.
But you know what we're getting at.
I
in other
do.
Words, so often when you feel good when you look over there and you feel bad when you look over there, that seems like the reason that I don't feel good.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be looking over there. You wouldn't be. And we know it's hard to hear because it feels like you didn't go get him. You didn't attract him. You didn't bring him into your experience. He just showed up. In other words, you got good stuff and bad stuff all together. And why can't you just get rid? And we want you to understand that. And you do, that when you ask the question, inner being, what do you think about this? So now we're going to exaggerate that. We're going to enhance that statement because you're all with us and you're going to receive the benefit of it. So now it's not only, inner being, what do you think about this person or this situation? Inner being, what do you think? But it's, inner being, what have you been thinking? Inner being, what do you think? How do you be? Inner being, what is your take? And then you say, you've been liking this person. You've been loving this person all along, haven't you?
Yes.
And I have been deviating from that.
That's good.
And you've always loved this person. You must have a long list of reasons that you love this person. What are they, you see?
Yeah.
And then say to yourself, well, I think I'll give myself a break because after all, inner being, goody two-shoes inner being that you are, I've been sent here to evaluate contrast.
Right.
And you stay back in the same.